The Commander-in-Chief meets some of the troops. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, folks, I just came by to say thanks. Thank you.
President Biden mingling with the 82nd Airborne in Poland, where he deployed soldiers as the U.S. bolstered our forces in NATO-allied countries near Ukraine. He landed in Szczecin, which is only about 60 miles away from the border.
Now, because of this proximity to Ukraine, this is also why we see a huge military presence here in this city. Military aid is being flown into that same airport and then taken across into Ukraine. We've seen some low-profile runs ourselves on the highways.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. Later, the president will go to Warsaw, where he'll meet with that country's president. Poland is housing a majority of the 3.7 million Ukrainians who have fled the Russian invasion. Now in Mariupol, a city just about destroyed by the Russians, an update on one of those bombings.
City officials there believe an estimated 300 people were killed last week inside the city's drama theater as a result of Russian bombing. This was the theater that was being used to shelter innocent people that had an enormous inscription of the word children written in Russian on the outside in the hopes of preventing an attack.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Before the president left Brussels this morning, he announced the U.S. and our international partners will provide Europe with natural gas.
Helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is going back home. The 73-year-old was released from a Washington hospital this morning. Thomas had been there since last week, dealing with an infection and flu-like symptoms. A theme park ride is closed indefinitely in Orlando, Florida, the morning after a 14-year-old boy fell to his death on the free fall ride, which stands 430 feet tall, billed as the world's tallest freestanding drop tower. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden is still not getting good grades. Only about 45% approve of the way he's doing his job. In a new Fox News poll, only about a third think he's handling inflation well. Another poll has similar results.
Many giving the commander-in-chief a break over the price of gas, but they are worried about inflation and have a negative outlook about the economy. About 7 in 10 Americans say the nation's economy is in bad shape, and close to two-thirds disapprove of what President Biden is doing about it. The breakdown, according to political party, 96% of Republicans and 36% of Democrats give him a thumbs down. As for gas prices, ordinary Americans are worried about the crater it is creating in their wallets. 68% say they're very concerned about gas prices, while 59% express the same degree of worry about the rising cost of groceries. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Now, as far as gas, it is down 9 cents from the record high it hit earlier this month. The price of oil is down a couple dollars today. And on Wall Street, the Dow is gaining 180 points, but the NASDAQ is down, losing about 50. There'll be more March Madness tonight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Only one top seed is left after Gonzaga and Arizona got knocked out last night by Arkansas and Houston. Duke and Villanova also advanced.
St. Peter's will look to become the first 15 seed to ever reach the Elite Eight today as they continue their Cinderella run against Purdue in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Winner of that will advance to face a hoops powerhouse in UCLA or North Carolina in the next round. You also have top seed the Midwest region Kansas in action today against Providence. Then a battle of underdogs as 11 seed Iowa State takes on 10 seed Miami. As the men's Sweet 16 wraps up, the women's Sweet 16 tips off today. Top seed overall South Carolina taking on UNC. Reigning women's champ Stanford facing Maryland. Texas taking on Ohio State and Iowa State squaring off against Cinderella 10 seed Creighton. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now in the men's tournament, they'll get down to the final four by Sunday. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.